test, it will be connected with my official address of the county council. I will have a speech at their general meeting, and we decided to basically coincide the protest with this speech. What we are hoping for are a few things. Basically, one of the important things is that there will be a decision being made at that county council meeting where they will be approving student, they will be approving 16 acres of land to be sold to the ATU as university. So this is very important because it is a first step to the purpose-built accommodation that is university-owned, which is extremely important. And then there are other points. For example, the whole story with Ben Bulben and Milligan, basically, we believe that this has been done quite undemocratically because no community members were accounted for and were communicated with during the process of confirming the Ben Bulben and Milligan court for international protection applicants. Like, we are delighted for the families that will be housed there. However, the process and how it was done wasn't very relevant, wasn't very democratic, and no community member was taken into account in that process. So basically what we will want is to shift the power regarding the repurposing of accommodation into the county council, because county council is much more approachable. If you try to approach a minister or Taoiseach, they most probably will not speak with you. But if you approach your local councillor, they most probably will speak with you. And when these decisions are made about very important local issues, they should be done locally.
This is very detrimental, Emil, to the student body on the whole in Sligo. Obviously, it's displaced a huge number of students already, but something like this could also put students off coming to Sligo in the first place. So getting a resolution on this issue is obviously to the forefront, but as it stands, it's been quite a detrimental process to the student body in Sligo.
Yes, as you say, it has been a detrimental process, and there are already students that have to defer because of it. There are students that cannot attend ATU Sligo Atlantic Technological University as an education institution because simply there is no infrastructure to give them the access to the university, you know. So it is a big issue. But we also understand that we cannot build accommodation over a night, you know. So we have to focus and we have to prioritize these projects, like these long-term projects. But we also have to take into account that we should do it as soon as possible, because there is a big difference if it will take 2 years, 5 years, or 10 years to build, you know. It is a question of how long the student body has to suffer.